USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
The FBI is now investigating the former owner of a Florida day spa. Cindy Yang used to own the spa in Jupiter, Florida, where New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was arrested in March for alleged solicitation of prostitution. Now the FBI is conducting a corruption probe to determine if Yang illegally distributed money from China into President Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a Colorado school this week have had their hearings postponed. The students were both scheduled to appear in court on Friday, but prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed to push back their hearings to the morning of May 15th. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports whether a private security guard may have fired on a deputy sheriff on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit a student. 109 hate crime charges have been leveled against a 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a Southern California synagogue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts, including 54 counts of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death and bodily injury and involving the attempt to kill.
Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence on Friday renewed his call for Democratic leadership to strip freshman lawmaker Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota of her seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Look, Ilhan Omar has made statements, anti-Semitic comments, statements against our most cherished ally, Israel, that ought to be rejected by every American. And frankly, the fact that very recently she's been trying to blame the United States of America for the deprivation and the poverty brought on by the dictatorship in Venezuela just tells me, look, the people of Minnesota will decide whether or not she remains in Congress. But Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has no place on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and the Democratic leadership ought to remove her.
The vice president was also asked on Fox and Friends about the latest news regarding North Korea and them testing of short-range missile.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
And finally, as many of you know, Sunday is Mother's Day. A recent AT&T survey estimated that 122 million phone calls are made to moms on Mother's Day. Now, 11% say they never call their mothers on Mother's Day. Shame on those folks. And 3% may collect calls to their mom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.